From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress based on.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, Brashear High School students celebrate their African heritage, and One Hood musician, Elba, shares an original song. But first, Pittsburgh Public Schools students Chris Trump and Denise Woods and Holy Family Academy student John A. Scherer review Black Panther.
Honestly, on social media and television, you don't see too many black people doing well unless they're dribbling a ball or rapping a rap. And it's like good, but then it's also not, because that it seems like now that's what all the black kids are chasing. We have so many better opportunities, or there's opportunities to change where we come from, but it's because we're all looking at one thing and trying to reach one thing that all of us won't be able to get to.
We limit our own options.
And then that's where I feel like with that new movie, when Black Panther came out, it did a lot for us. Basically, he is a king from Wakanda. In Wakanda, they have their own. They're like a hidden kingdom. They're like hidden in Africa. There were like four villages that came together, or five. There was like five that had came together, and they had high-tech technology, but they had came together when they came to Africa to take them. So it was like they hid for a while. And like they're hidden, and like nobody knows, and the way you get there, it's like so, it's like crazy. Like if it was a real thing, I would love to go to Wakanda. Like I would just be in there. Like, what do y'all need me to do? Oh, y'all need me to clean, fix stuff, fight. Like, what is it? Because like just seeing it, like it was a city of all black people who were doing good for themselves, and they were together, and they were just a big family, and it showed a thing for kids that I feel like that we really don't get to see really in the black community. And like some people are saying like, well, it's just a movie and it's just a movie. Yes, but in that movie, the only white people that I had seen were like three security guards, and they were only in the scene for like 5 minutes. And that was just so powerful, because not that there wasn't any white people, but that there were so many black people in roles, and in powerful roles and leading roles, one as a king and a woman general. And they're like fighting for what they believe in, and are standing up, not letting anyone stand on their back. It's just powerful for the kids now, because I know like growing up, when I wanted to watch superheroes, I like will always wish there was a black superhero, and I didn't know anything about Black Panther. The only thing I knew about was Static Shock. And after a while, that show was like done. So it was like I had no representation of a black superhero or somebody who stood up for what they believed in.
One thing that I heard was some people were upset because it had nothing to do with like black history. And I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen like little clips and I've seen trailers and stuff. Every time something good comes out, especially like with the black community, it's just like no matter how good it is and how powerful it is, somebody finds a way to like try and like step it down a notch.
There was a reason why they did decide to release it in February, because it's Black History Month, and it shows that we need to start showing these type of things so kids our age and other little kids should see that you can find acceptance in many other ways.
And like for me, I feel like there were a lot of meaningful things in there. Black Panther, like in the movie, the people that were usually helping him were black women. Like that was so powerful alone. And then like there was this one scene where the bad guy, like, he ends up dying. But before, like, he died, Black Panther was like, we can still save you. But he said, bury me next to my ancestors in the ocean, because they knew that death was better than bondage. Like, it's so true. Like, I never thought of it that way. Like, our ancestors really killed themselves because they felt like I'd rather not be a slave. And I definitely understand it. Just hearing him say that and in a movie, a superhero movie, I never thought that he would have said anything like that.
I feel like it could spark like a lot of ideas into people and inspire them to like make more movies like this. Maybe like the exact, not the exact same thing, but like more movies with like majority like African Americans or like even just like regular minorities. Little kids, they like go on TV and see all like these white superheroes and it's just like, oh, that's not me on the screen. I can't do that. But all these new people getting inspired to make movies, it's like a little kid can just be sitting there like eating Fruit Loops and it's like, oh, that's me on the screen. I can do that. Like, I can be that one day.
But then I also feel like it would be bigger than films. Like, I feel like this would be the thing that would teach kids certain lessons or like, because I know they have to make another Black Panther, especially because of how it ended. I just feel like that movie, and if they continue to make more movies, it's going to do more than just make the film community better. I feel like it could change people's mindsets and how we do certain things and overall everything.
Now, 18-year-old musician Elba presents an original song called Muse.
I don't want no orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I'm a different kind of girl from what you used to. Got brains and beauty, intellect you, I can muse you. What you feeling, I can heal you. Get your breathing, slowly drifting, I can see it. Don't fade out, I'm simply dreaming. Reaching up to the clouds, never believing I'll come back down. It's a fantasy world, simply. I don't need diamonds and pearls, just want your energy. Let me know if you are into me. Let me know if you are into me. I don't want no orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. When I close my eyes, I see my time coming. And if I reach real high, I know it's worth something. Don't wanna waste my time, it's all or nothing. On the rise so soon, no time for bluffing. I'm coming, I'm stronger than ever. This'll be better than ever. I enjoy the finer things in life, especially laughter. A sense of humor will make us all come together. This is my time and I ain't stopping. Can you hear me now? Am I loud enough? Can you hear me now? Am I good enough? Can you hear me now? Am I loud enough? Can you hear me now? Am I good enough? Can you hear me now? Am I loud enough? Can you hear me now? Am I good enough? Can you hear me now? Am I loud enough? Can you hear me now? Am I good enough? I don't want no orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no. Simply our time is enough for my madness. The trees, they sway. This feeling won't go away. The trees, they sway. Be my wind, I'll blow in the sleigh. Can you hear me now? Do you feel me now? Can you hear me now? Do you feel me now? I don't want no horse and carriage. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no horse and carriage. Simply our time is enough for my madness.
Elba created her song with mentors at One Hood Media, a Pittsburgh nonprofit where socially conscious artists and activists use music and art to raise awareness about issues of social justice. Learn more at onehood.org. That's the number one, hood.org. Our last segment is on Bashir High School's It Takes a Village, an annual celebration of African and African-American culture organized by the school's Africa Club. Students and teachers share details about the event.
My name is Aisha. I'm in the 12th grade, and I'm from Tanzania.
My name is Deshaun. I'm in 10th grade.
My name is Hertier. I go to Bashir High School. I'm in 10th grade.
Hi, my name is Njera. I run Kunda, and I used to go here at Bashir.
My name is Yannick. I'm in 12th grade.
My name is Irene Chepngetich. I am from Kenya. Originally, I teach mathematics, English as a second language, and I also sponsor the African Club, where we run the It Takes the Village.
So today's It Takes a Village, all the African students come together and just tell their stories of how was life back in Africa, how they got here, and what it means to come to America, how your life changed and everything like that.
We try to bring the Africans and the African Americans together and celebrate the Black History Month. We built it 4 years ago, and it's been growing and growing, and it's getting bigger and bigger.
To show other people like what Black History Month is and to show off our culture.
We present Africa, like, so we're trying to show Americans how Africans culture is, and we're trying to give it back to you guys too.
The American students, really, they're learning that even though we look different, we have a common goal. We share some values that are the same, that we are all human beings. We believe in something better than us, like education, living in a safe environment, and just celebrating each other's culture.
To show the other people that might have came from a different world, just celebrate our tribe, the old things that we did back in the old days, show them our tradition ways and how we used to live back home, you know, share our little piece with them.
Yeah, we have a lot of like people from everywhere, all around the world, and they come and bring their talent, their cultures, the way they dress, the way they speak. They bring it here, and they also teach it here too.
Yeah, it's cool for me because I get to know other people's culture, like where they came from, how did they live their life? What kind of struggle did they went through? I like that.
My name is Leonora. I teach at CCSE South Campus, and I also teach Swahili at the University of Pittsburgh. This is amazing. Things like this are very important for our country and our region.
I would say, you know, you get to learn new things. It's fun, you know. You meet new people from different places that you never even, probably never heard of.
Instead of just judging from what they see from social media, from what they hear from the president, they can come here and ask the students, hey, can you tell me more about the country? Learn from us.
Come and see for yourself. Come to events like this. Talk to people. At the core of it is the human being, the beautiful person who just wants relationship, who just wants growth in their life. So let's mingle a little bit more and let's know one another.
Events like this is just to enjoy and see what Africans is all about. We're just trying to show you guys that we are not different, we are the same.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org. Youth Express. Catch the future.